Enoch took the scroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leaving me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, so now be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home. Destined for the throne. No time to slow down. Soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. There is an unseen hand to me that leads me ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, this hand that leads me as I go, I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strain, still guided by the unseen hand. This hand has led through shadows dear, and while it leads, I have no fear. I know it will lead me to that home where sin and sorrow can roam. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strain, still guided by the unseen hand. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And there upon that golden strain, I thank him for his guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strain, still guided by the unseen hand. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And there upon that golden strain, I'll praise him for his guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand,
still guided by the unseen hand.
Lost me again, lost me again, I see Jesus make his aim. Mine is still his fault for longing, even waiting to and falling, on for shining through to stain, on for shining through to stain. Sisterly, son Eddor, Vulcan Bree, oh, unworthy dying common, does he dort me and from him, shall thine wholeness ungazee, shall thine wholeness ungazee. Abishay, is dying out locating, Hattic flagel, Eber's stolen eagle, I day not see your name, I day not see your name. Be there, sigh, be there, sigh, when we at the golden and gossip, here my God becomes mixed fast, thus thou there, dear, by his side, thus thou there, dear, by his side, paradis, be his done. Unter deine Leben meine, wird es sein aus auf wir träumen, bring uns her ins Paradies, bring uns her ins Paradies. I keep coming back to the well of grace, great is the power, sweet is the state, whenever temptations and trials abate, I keep coming back to the well, I keep coming back to the well of grace, great is the power, sweet is the faith, whenever temptations and trials abate, I keep coming back to the well. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the faith. Whenever temptations and trials are faced, I keep coming back to the well. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. The handwriting's on the wall. Can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be weighing the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. The handwriting's on the wall. Can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be weighing the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. The message. William Brennan, Brother Jackson. The message tells the story again today. Millions and millions of people don't even know about it. Don't be weighing the balance and found wanting. There's a lot of people that are going to be found wanting because they've never been introduced to the message of the latest church message where they need to dress themselves. I counsel thee to buy me gold. That's this message. That's a warning that he sent out, and now that warning is just about run its course. Don't turn down the truth for your day. Just here's the truth for your day. Just that simple. I've sent warning and now I'm sending judgment. Judgment is already begun. It's looming on the horizon. And you see that civil war in America starting. The great tribulation starting. Then it goes into the day of the Lord. 30 days of God's fury is wrath. That's all we got to look forward to. If you reject this warning here, this final message that we're sending out here on a day-to-day basis, I send warning. Now I'm sending judgment. It's just looming on the rise. There's no use kicking the can down the road. This is that. And we're trying to inform people what's up. And we know all that. We know this God. And that's all we ever wanted in life, is to know this great God. And now, God rich in mercy has granted our request. We didn't want no wealth or no none of that stuff. We just wanted to know what the Lord has for us. We want to know what our calling is in Christ. Daniel 12, chapter 12, verse 3, we'll have the same thought. We just left a lot of stuff out yesterday. And they be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. See, Brother Brenham, he was a very wise man, and Brother Jackson. And they're going to shine at the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. And when we heard about it, the scripture is true. We heard about it, and according to the scripture here, they that turned many to righteousness, they that told the people about the ministry of Brother Jackson, they will shine like the stars forever and ever. And those that tell people about this here truth, they'll shine like the stars forever and ever. But the wise will shine like the brightness of heavenly expanse. And those bringing many to righteousness will be like the stars forever and ever. See, it's true here. The Bible is true. And on German, brings it out, but heitemeisen it. Die Lehrer aber werden leichten wie das Himmelsglanz. See, There's a difference in the layer and die so viele zur Gerechtigkeit weisen wie die Sterne immer und ewig. The layer there that chosen one is the scripture. As many are called but few are chosen. See Paul, the apostle Paul, he was a chosen vessel to bring forth the truth and back in the, he was an apostle to the Gentiles. He was what the Bible calls him. This is a chosen vessel unto me. That's what Jesus said. I'll show him what he has to suffer. And he's a chosen vessel, an apostle to the Gentiles. See, like I say, there's many are called, but once you're chosen, you really don't have much of a choice because you're just chosen. You're going to have to go through what the Lord has for you in life. And that's why it's itemized in German. Like I like to leak many times the German brings it out, which the others don't. See, like here, die Lehrer aber, the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But in the English, and the King James, is just say, but the wise. Well, who are these wise? See, it itemizes. The wise shall shine like the brightness of the heavenly expanse, and those bringing many to righteousness will be like the stars forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a difference too. The heavenly expanse, the brightness, and then and the others, they shine like a star, like I was saying yesterday. If you can get yourself to a place, and you're not to a place where you can actually do what the Bible says, the reproach of Christ. When you get yourself, when you go tell people about the same and learn chapter, you're going to accept the reproach of Christ. It's just that simple. And once you can get yourself into that position, that you don't care what they do, you chop my head off if you want. Terminate me if you want. Who cares? As long as I can be part of that star that shines forever and ever throughout eternity. That's the only thing you have to do. Now you go tell people like Daniel saw it way back 2,500 years ago, back in his hour, and he said he saw the end time, and he said the wise shall understand. And then he went on to say, the layer and arm of the light, and we just had a Himmelglanz.
And when you read it and translate it from the German into the English, it says, but the teachers will shine like the glory of the sky, and they, as many, will point to righteousness as the stars always and forever.
That's the difference. You got to go to the German, but we're in the same thought again, but we want to kind of clarify a lot of things that we're not just two fly by night, you know. We've been honed out. We've been ordained. We've been chosen. The call, the faithful, and the chosen. And we have to be faithful to what the Lord has called us to be. We are in that category of people, you and I are. Yes, we have no choice. We just one day, Lord, here we are. And that's where He's led us to. And here we have a truth. And like that song was saying, the handwriting is on the wall. Judgment is looming on the horizon. This is what the Bible was talking about back in Isaiah and Jeremiah about the judgment day of the Lord, you know, and the fury of the Lamb. We're not trying to scare people. We're just trying to give them a way of escape. And people are stupid and foolish not to take it. Why wouldn't you take that way of escape if it's available for whosoever will, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time just to give you thanks for this another day of life. For the many things you do for us, we just don't want to get tired to just praise and worship the Lord. We never want to take His thing for granted that You've allowed us to see in His closing days of time. And we just pray, Lord, You continue to do with us as You see fit, because we don't have nothing to, there's nothing in our makeup that can produce anything for You, Lord. We just pray You continue to anoint us. Do with us as You fit, lead and guide us by that of Your eyes, Lord. Help us to be obedient to the things You've allowed us to see and the things You've allowed us to do, Lord. We just pray to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
There's a difference. You and I, we have been chosen. We had no control. Back in the day, in the early 90s, the Lord was dealing with Him. You've been listening to us here. You know exactly where we're coming from because we have no control over it. It was just something throughout the years, it just grieved me in my spirit. Somehow we're being deceived, and we knew that the right thing wasn't it. And then one day the Lord just saying we got some work to. When my lad daughter was born, I said it before, she was born 5 o'clock in the morning, and 9 o'clock I had an appointment with my father-in-law, and he was that J.K.'s henchman, his hatchetman, I call him, and he had to do J.K.'s dirty work when push comes to shove. And anyway, we had an interview, I had an interview, and I told him, I'm not supporting you guys anymore. You're corrupt. And that was pretty much the beginning of the end for me, and it dragged out for 2-3 years before they finally, I was terminated. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, we're just not some fly by night. We have been called, and then I had to make a decision. The Lord said, Sam, let's go, we got some work for you to do. Your life as a Hutterite is over. Just that simple. And then, of course, they go up. Then the first thing he told me to do, I want you to go up and expose that the spirit. It's the spirit of the thing. That's always been the spirit of the thing. It's not the people we go after. It's the spirit of the thing, and they don't even know that they're driven by a spirit. So, of course, it took me a long time. Maybe it took 2 years till the Lord finally got me to a place where I had no option. I just went up and I told them that they're corrupt. And at the end of the day, like I said, it took 2-3 years, but at the end of the day, you know, if they're not going to listen to you, and I don't bend, and I don't bow, and I don't bow, then eventually there's going to be a confrontation, just like that is going on in the States right now. There's a confrontation between law and order and between lawlessness, and that's what's going to create that civil war. And all around the world, there's wars and rumors of war, because we're coming to a place now where there's a confrontation. Anyway, I had a confrontation with these tugs and these other, I call these leadership. And at the end of the day, you know, I was terminated. And when I look back now, with just the grace and mercy of God, because he had a lot of things to show me when he said, come on, Sam, let's go, we got some work to do. But see, I had to give him I had to surrender, and I had to be obedient. What good would it have been if he got his work for me to do, and I don't do it? So I had to be obedient to what the Lord has called me to be. And then when we're done with that, my job didn't quit, because I was going to tell you, when back in the day when the angels of Jude, they rebelled against their God-given position, and they rebelled and they went out and did their own thing, and eventually they ended up in hell. And then same with Lucifer, he got proud, and then he got lost his position. And see, when Adam and Eve fell, we took upon ourselves all these attributes, all that filth, all that rebellious spirit, and all that pride, everything that Satan ever was, and everything that these angels and Jews was, we took that on when we and Adam and Eve fell. And we took all these attributes. And now when we come into this world, we completely lost and undone. We're coming to this world speaking lies, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, coming to this world speaking lies. There is nothing decent and moral about the human being. He just fit for the slaughterhouse. That's all he's good for. But God, rich in mercy, had mercy on us and sent his son to die for us at Calvary. But you have to, what good is it if he died for you in Calvary and he paid that price, if you can't accept it? So you and I came to a point in our life where we accepted when Jesus came by our way. And you know your story. I know my story. I know exactly where I was when the Lord came by my way. And I opened up, and just like it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, any individual, no matter if he's black, white, red, or whatever, race, color, or anything, if you can open up your heart when he comes and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you have eternal life according to the scripture. But then he puts you on a journey, and then that is when you have to be faithful and true. And when I came up to that time where I said, let's go, we got some work, I had to be faithful, I had to be obedient. And if I wouldn't have been obedient, all that would have been in vain. And then finally he got me to a place where I just go up, and I told him about how corrupt they are. Anyway, at the end of the day, like I say, I got terminated, and the Lord put me on this journey. And then for the longest time, I was by myself. And then back in prior to 2005, I didn't even know you existed. But see what happened. The Lord was just trying to blending us together so that we can do what we're doing today. And see, these angels and Jude, they love their estate, they love their position in God, and all I ever prayed when the Lord saved me, oh, I don't know why I prayed like that, but I always prayed, Lord, help me find my place in Christ. Help me to be obedient to the things that you've called me to be. And that's where we are now here today. We're not just some fly by night. We found our place in Christ. We found that place that these angels and Jude lost, and got rid of all that pride of Lucifer that we adopted, like we adopted all their filth, all their attributes when Adam and Eve made a wrong choice. And that's why I say we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And here we are, we come this far up the road, and now the Lord has given us our position, our job, our so-called, that's our estate, if we're going to be faithful and true. And we're still fighting it because we're still in this lavatory, you know, we're still being tested. There's still something that I have to crucify on a day-to-day basis, like I keep telling you, like my appetite, that's my biggest problem, and I gotta fight that thing. As soon as I wake up in the morning, it's there, and I still gotta fight it on a day-to-day basis, because Jesus said, beware that at any time your hearts be overcharged with eating and drinking, and that's my battle, and it's good to have a battle. I'd rather beat that the battle than have to fight these terrorists and all that wicked people, because, you know, that's just the hour we're living in, and all we're doing now, we're just telling people where we're at and what's out there, and millions and millions of people are missing it, and simply because the churches have not done their part. They rejected the truth back in the 60s. They rejected Brother Branham, and then that's why America is like it is today. And then these churches out there, they're nothing but tables of vomit. And I know it looks pretty rough when we see these things, that there's nothing there, because they, and the church age of Laodicea, or now throughout the grace age, back in the day when Jesus was still here, he said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them, and I will send, I'm going to make sure you make it through this jungle that's out there for the next 2,000 years. I'm going to send these angels. I'm going to send these church age messengers. And all these people that believe Apostle Paul, and they blended in, and they had eternal life. And then it went to Irenaeus, and then it went down throughout 2,000 years of church history. And here you hear it right. And if you're interconnected with that chapter, and with that channel, and with that voice, and with that angel, you are going to make it true, because if you're obedient, that is, because that angel was sent, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. So now in the church age of Laodicea, God sent that angel. And that angel, he linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham. And then when he goes off the scene, he linked up with the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson. And then when Raymond M. Jackson goes off the scene, the Lord was looking around. He was looking, who was then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful to deliver meat in due season? Because there's an ongoing. It evolves. Things evolve from Brother Branham. Brother Branham is dead. He can't use him anymore. And then evolved into Brother Jackson. Brother Jackson is dead. He died in 2004. And then we were all being tested because God was looking for somebody that he knows he can trust that's going to be faithful and true to the Word of God. Who is then that? And then when we were all tested, when we came out of that test, there's only two people that were found faithful and true to continue on with the program, and that evolves now into this invitation to the marriage of the Lamb. Like I say, we're not just some two fly by night. And now if you could go out there and you could tell your friends and your neighbors and whoever, then you're going to absolutely, according to the scripture, you're going to be shining like the stars forever and ever. If you can only get yourself to a place that you can go to, hey, Samuel Lorraine is right. These preachers out there, these other preachers, they're wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to listen to them anymore. You will learn whatever it takes. You want to chop my head off, go for it. But I know they're right because I want to shine like the stars forever and ever. There's no strings attached. The baptism in Jesus' name, that test served its purpose. Just like back in the day before the crucifixion, the thing of it was to be circumcised and do all these sacrifices. Then you're part of that somehow. You're part of the eternal life. And then when Jesus died on the crucifixion, that thing served as for the circumcision thing. Now, yeah, they still did the sacrifice after Jesus was crucified, but it didn't have no meaning. The meaning was instituted. Now, from now on, it's water baptism and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that lasted for 2,000 years, and when the 2,000 years expired, that baptism, that has absolutely no meaning. I sometimes go on YouTube, there are lots of people getting baptized now ever since that Charlie Kirk's dead, because they want to be right. But baptism has served its purpose. It's just now, only thing that'll take you through the jungle is to believe the message for your day, and to it's always been that way, and if you can get yourself to believe, then you will automatically be in the, and you're obedient, you'll end up at the very supper of the Lamb, and then throughout the millennium you're going to shine like the star, just like it says here. Those that have been led many to righteousness. And we keep saying it over and over again. The only righteousness that you and I can ever develop and ever do is to believe the message for your door. It's just that simple. In fact, it's too simple that you, especially when you come out of a Hutterite system where it's all about works, you know. You got to deliver, you got to wear a certain dress code. It's works versus faith. And here, all we're doing, we're presenting you with something. All you got to do is go out to tell, and you're going to find out something. You're going to find out that out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water. And, it's just going to happen if you can only get yourself to believe that what we're saying here is true. Like I keep saying, we're not just some two fly by night. The Lord's been working us since we're young. When I was 6 years old, the Lord started dealing with me. And then throughout the years, of course, I was a shyster just like everybody else. You get that. You're living in that environment, and you're living in a body that's just born in sin, ship, and iniquity, and wants to always kind of pull off into the left field. Of course you're born in it, but that's what the fight is. And to this day, it's a fight. And we're just trying to tell you what you can do. You can come and you can get yourself prepared, because just up the road, it's exactly what we're saying. Up the road, it's nothing good in the future here. We're perilous times are here, and the seducing spirit, doctrines of the devil, and it's a time and hour where it says, soon the night cometh when no man work while it is yet day, for soon the night cometh when no man can work. We're in that time frame, because we're only 3 more years from Satan then being locked up, and then after that it's the day of the Lord. We got it right down exactly right, and all you got to do is take it and tell people about it. That's it, and you'll shine like the star forever and ever.
It's always been a message, like when you go back to Jesus, when he died and he rose again and he ascended up on high, and the 12 disciples, they went throughout the regions there in Europe, and they spread the gospel. And as many as they believed them, they continued on in that stream of telling people the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. the message for their day, their righteousness. And then it just continued on. And when you look at the life of the apostle, he had a testimony how he was on the road to Damascus to gather up some more Christians to persecute them and kill them. And that was what he was doing. He was persecuting the Church of Christ. And and then he was converted. And you can look at every church age messenger, how they had a testimony. Irenaeus, he preached against the false teachings. You come to Martin, and he was going to be a soldier. And then the Jesus appeared to him. And so they had testimonies, because they had a calling on their lives. And mm-hmm. they had to fulfill that calling. You come to Colombo, there was a lot of witchcraft and sorcery going on in his time. And the Lord, he was faithful, and he came against them, and he saw it that the message of Columba would go on. The same way with Martin Luther. We know the testimony of Martin Luther, how he was like a theologian. He wanted something more. There was something missing. Even though he was learned and studied in the Bible, he just knew something was missing until God revealed it. The just shall live by faith. And that got the ball rolling, the Reformation going. And you come to Wesley, and he was very much into a holy living, to live a holy life. And you can read stories of all the people that John Wesley healed in his ministry. And those were the gifts of the Spirit, and they had a testimony, the same way with Brother Branham. You listen to his life story, and you'll see that he was a chosen vessel to do exactly what he did. For the Laodicea church hour, he was honed out, led by that unseen hand to do what he was called to do. And the same way with Brother Jackson. So all we're doing is letting people know that God, from very young, he has called us out to do what we're doing here today, because we have a testimony to tell people how God has led our journey, how he has led us by that unseen hand ever since we were young, when he let us know that that Hutterite system of religion is not the way to heaven. It's not. It's deception. And then he led us to the righteousness for our day and hour. And what always shocked me is when I came into this truth, when I never heard these preachers talk about their testimony, mm-hmm. how God has called them into doing what they did. They just have a lot of them, I think they just decide they're going to be a preacher and that's what they're going to be. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these denominational preachers out there, they really don't have a testimony. They just decide that they are going to go through this seminar and be a preacher, and that's what they do then. And that's they preach according to what that seminar has taught them. But we can share our testimony, how God from very young has opened up our understanding to what this is all about. And when I said I'm going to see what Jesus has for me, that was a beginning of a journey where Jesus takes you by the hand and he leads you. And he led me right to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. He didn't lead me to those denominational churches out there, because that's the first time since the Lord had saved me that I knew this is that Elijah spirit, mm-hmm. that God's going to send before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he opened up our understanding to the Word of God. And that's what that Elijah spirit did. And then he continued with Brother Jackson to, like that scribe, he took out of that storehouse, both old and new. He took out of the Word of God things that we've never heard before. And he brought it all into its perspective and into its picture. And a picture started to form, and you got to know God and where God is at in time. And that's why these are the teachers. They taught us in this mm-hmm. Laodicea church age mm-hmm. the righteousness of God. And now we're just relaying on what they have done in Laodicea, and what Laodicea was all about, and how God has led our journey to do exactly what we're doing here today, to tell people the righteousness of God for this day and hour.
And now that that was an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and when that will have run its course, that invitation can only last so long, and when then that has run its course, then it's all over. Then all these people that believe what we're trying to say here, they're going to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But the rest that don't even know about it, that don't even know about God sending a prophet, they're going to have to go out and end up on that sea of glass, because there's a lot of so-called Christians, maybe they're born again, I don't know, Charlie, like let's say for instance Charlie Kirk, he's going to end up on that sea of glass. He was a martyr. And from there on in, there's a lot of people going to be martyred in that civil war, and that tribulation hour. And then that they'll end up on that sea of glass, because like I said some time back, when you read the book of Revelation, and it says before the tribulation started, John saw that sea of glass and it was empty. And then after that tribulation hour, that sea of glass was full. It's full with these so-called Christians that profess to be Christ, and people like Charlie Kirk that try their level best to serve the Lord, but they could not come to the knowledge of the Laodicea church age. He doesn't even know nothing about Brother Branham or Brother Jackson. And if he did, so he falls into a different category. People that believe the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack, they're those people in Revelation that took on that counsel. You know, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, and put on that Isaiah. They're the ones that have cleaned up their life through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. But that Charlie Kirk, he never even knew about it. He was never introduced because you need a microscope to find anything out there that's legit that'll tell you about Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That's what God has honored us up for the foundation of the world, to hold the line on this truth, because he knew there was nobody that's out there that's stuck on a buckle like Jam Salad. He comes out here the third day, and then Benjamin Boyd, he buckles, and they buckle, and they buckle, and they compromise, and they compromise, and God, when God was done with them, he had to discard them because they weren't true. Then he finds you and I to be faithful, true, and chosen because ECLC is our makeup, that we're not going to buckle under pressure. They threw everything at me they could, and they tried everything in their might, and here a year and a half ago, when I was sick unto that, here they come, they thought they got me now, because everybody had already my funeral planned and everything, and here, lo and behold, the Lord, he raises me up, and he heals me, and when I was sick unto that, they came in here, tried to get me back into their compound. See, the devil never gives up, because he knows once he's got you in that compound, he's got you exactly where he wants, he's got you crippled, he's got you out of commission, because if we were still in that compound, we couldn't be doing the things we're doing. We couldn't be sending out these words. First of all, we won't know nothing about no Brother Branham and no Brother Jackson to teach us. But see, the Lord allowed that to happen to terminate us, and then eventually could lead us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And all we're doing now, we're holding the fort. We're holding on to the things that we have been taught, and we're exposing that Hutterite thing, not only that Hutterite thing, that Amish thing, all these religions out there, they're nothing but agents of Satan. Satan's weaponry of mass deception. And you're going to see when that time will come, when God will clear everything up and he'll let you see reality for what it is, you're going to find out these people were exactly right. And you and I have been right all along. But God has to open up your understanding, because we're living in a time and an hour where it says seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and the darkness and case with the desire and with deception. It's everything about deception. The minute you get up in the morning, you got to remember one thing. That thing out there they call church and they call Christians and all, it's nothing but weaponry of mass deception. That's why we keep going back to the seventh star, to these angels of Revelation. And like it says in the book of Revelation, all these church ages, all these churches back there, Ephesus and Smyrna and all these churches, they all had an angelic messenger. And then that angelic messenger took these messengers like Irenaeus and them, because at the end of it all, he said, but in the days of the voice, they were only voices of that angel, and that angel took the vocal cord of Apostle Paul, he took the vocal cord of Irenaeus, and right throughout the grace age. And what I'm saying is, Jesus is saying, I'm going to make sure you make it true. I'm going to send these angels, and they're going to see to it. If you can only come to a place where you can be obedient, and they'll take you through right to the very supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple. That's what you and I have found out in these closing days of time, and then he allowed us to see the midnight cry. Without that midnight cry, this end time doesn't make sense, because you never believe it unless you come to the revelation that the 1963 February the 28th, there was that midnight cry. And that set the stage. Once you know when that midnight cry was, and once you know when the church age of Laodicea began, it was 1906, and then a grade 3 kid can actually do the math. You can figure it out yourself. You don't have to take our word for it. That the 1963, according to the script, was that midnight cry, because I told you how you can get it. Just punch in Mystery Cloud 1963, and you're going to see that thing up in the sky there above Arizona. It was a mystery cloud, and that's when that midnight cry happened, and you can read it You can get the information. You can go out and dig it out yourself to prove us right. And at the end of the day, you're going to find out we've been right all along. And all you have to do now is just go tell somebody. Because at the end of the day, it'll be the truth anyway. You know, the rest is just a bunch of lies. And so you can put your life on it. You can bank on it. Just go tell them no matter what they do to you. Of course the devil will get mad at you. Because he's been trying to hide this very fact. If it weren't for you and I, you can find nowhere, not even with a microscope, anything about the things that we're talking about. Because they don't know about it. You and I are the only two people that know about that midnight cry. That it was the middle of Laodicea. And then once you know the beginning, 1906, you know the middle of it, 1963, then you do the math. You get to the end of it and you come to exactly October the 15th, 2021, and then what happened? That seventh seal was opened, the grace age ended, and now we're in the week of Daniel, the restoration of all things. Now Jesus Christ is at the seat of mercy. He's now King of Kings, He's Lord of Lords, and it'll continue for 1,000 years, and that restoration will be on. The restoration of Israel is on, the restoration of all things is on, that now He's going to bring everything back, exactly what the Bible is told. But God told Adam, I'm going to send somebody and He's going to make everything right. And at the end of that 1,000 years, there sets this planet exactly the way it was before the fall. But it'll take 1,000 years. I used to think it'll only take 3.5 years or 7 years, and then everything, the millennium is, and then everything will be restored. But no, it'll take 1,000 years till finally the planet is exactly back where it was before the fall. And it's like there never was a devil, there never was a saint. But in all of that, you and I, we have to be obedient. If we're not obedient, then God can't use us. And He just discard us.
That's what will happen with a lot of, like, Americans, those that have regard of God and country and the rule of law. They will go into the, a lot of them will go into the millennium as sheep people and repopulate. And it's going to take 1,000 years. Nothing happens magically. It's all a process. Mm-hmm. Everything you see is a process. Like 4,000 years from Adam to the Grace Age was the process of bringing us there. Like the seven feasts that God had, it took a time period for those feasts to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
They observed them for 1,500 years until actually the real Feast of Passover came in effect when Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary. So this all takes a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And that's how you can see a lot of people out there that have some moral outlook in things. They will go into the millennium. And Jesus will not be down here on this earthly setting during the millennium. He's not going to sit in the temple in Jerusalem. He's going to be in the spirit realm ruling and reigning. It's going to be in that heavenly spirit realm doing that, because when you will go through the scripture, you will find that New Jerusalem doesn't come down until the eternal age. It doesn't come down till after the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things in the Bible that have always kind of given me when you read things, a question arises. Okay, how is this gonna work? And one day God just let me see it, that Jesus is. A lot of things when it says like Jesus will come in the like manner when he was taken up to in heaven at the day of ascension, and literally his feet are not going to hit the Mount of Olives. It's going to be an earthquake there, and the mount is going to split in two, but it's just going to be an indication that there the millennium is now set in. Jesus Christ is now going to govern this whole world for
a thousand years. It's all in the
spirit,
eh?
Mm-hmm. A lot of it is like figuratively speaking, and it takes place in the spirit.
That's why he keeps saying Jesus is now off the seat of mercy. He's down here in spirit form. You don't see him, huh? Unless he chooses to reveal himself to some individual, like he's revealing himself to the Israelites right now, and then he's showing them his hands and his feet and the nail print, and they'll, because the Bible says, where did you get these marks in your hands and your feet? He got them in the house of his friends, you know, and he's down there, and now, all of a sudden, these Jewish people, all of a sudden, they begin to leave, to believe in Jesus, because he's down here doing exactly, running the show. He's no more on the seat of mercy. He's now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he'll be in that position for thousands of years, ruling and reigning, and becomes our, and after that, he just becomes our elder brother, somebody that we look up to. Like an elder brother is, you know, he's somebody that you look up to, and that's what he'll become after the millennium. He just hands everything over to his heavenly Father, and then everything is taken care of. The fall of Adam and Eve, and all that, and all these demons, and all these people, and all these spirits, they're all being taken care of, and they end up after the millennium in that lake of fire. And in that lake of fire, it's not eternal, the fire is eternal, but the subjects in that fire, and that will eventually be destroyed, and it will do exactly what the Bible says, fear not him that kills the body, that threatens you. If you're going to believe Samuel, they're going to threaten you. But don't fear them, because they can only bluff you. They can only fearmonger you. And it says, fear not them, guys. Fear him that has power to destroy the body and the soul and hell. And eventually when they're, then that hell gets thrown into that lake of fire, and then all these subjects that are in hell right now, they're going to get thrown in that lake of fire. And then that lake of fire, they're being consumed. They're being destroyed. Just that simple. You fear him that has power to destroy. And that hell is not eternal. That lake of fire is eternal. But the subjects in that are going to have a severe punishment, like I say. I don't know how long they're going to be in there, but eventually all memory of them will fade away, and then that spirit, once it's purified, it goes back to God who gave it. But see, right now, if you're born again, you don't have to go to that place of hell. You don't have to go into judgment, because it's he that believes in me will not come to that place. He that believes in me has eternal life and will not come into the judgment. It's just, that's why it's so important to believe the message for your day. God always has a way of escape. He always had a message. He always had something to tell the human race, because he wants everybody in that heaven. But we got an opposing force. We got the devil, and we got all these demons and all these spirits, and then we got our natural man, that piece of carcass that we get up in the morning with. And that's our enemy number one, and then the devil and the world and all these enticements. That's why we keep saying we're down here on that laboratory, we're God's laboratory, where he tests us, and he's testing us right now to see if we're going to be found faithful to go into that age of regeneration and help him regenerate and bring the planet back to where it was before the fall. Just bring me a glorious time. You don't want to miss that. Why would you miss it just because you're afraid to go out there and tell people about the Samuel Lorraine chapter? Because if you don't, believe you me, it's going to be Katie barred the door, because up the road here, it's already begun. That tribulation has already begun. That civil war in America has already begun. It just hasn't reached its peak yet. And then eventually after that, you know, there's coming the day of the Lord. Because it's from here on out, it's not a very pretty picture. That's why we put so much effort in to warn the people. The handwriting is on the wall. Can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. It's all about telling people the truth. That's what we've been honed out for. That's why I say we're not some fly-by-night. We're somebody that you need to listen to if you want to make it out of the jungle and out of the judgment that's coming. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we're just going to come before you, give you thanks for everything you've allowed us to see in the hour of time we're living in. We just want to be found true and faithful, Lord, for what you have allowed us to see, so we can share it with people and they too can have a blessed end. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.